You should only go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for that. And the result is, he'll get more than his expectations. So he asked the Lord for a good wife, but he got more than his expectations. He got the Lord himself as his son. So Devahuti was such a qualified personality, and Karuna Muni was glorifying her through her father, when her father is Swami Vivekananda Gautama, that she is the sister of King Priyavrata and the sister of Uttanapada, who are very great, also emperors of the universe. King Priyavrata was so powerful that he was able to control the destination of the movements of the planets and the movements of the sun. And Uttanapada, I believe, was the father of Dhruva Maharaj. So very, very great personalities, and she was their sister. Also, predominantly praised her, that she's so beautiful that even great Gandharvas, beautiful celestial demigods like Visvasus and other Gandharvas, become very infatuated by her beauty. And this one Gandharva even fell out of his airplane, being so infatuated by her. So he said how fortunate he was that he was able to have her as a wife. Then he became silent and meditated on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, indicating that that was his real ambition, to serve the Lord and not be married. But this was his service to the Lord. Then the Swayambhuva Manu left Devahuti with Karuna Muni, and although she has all these very high qualities, and she was the daughter of the emperor of the whole universe, she forgot all of her very high material qualities and began to serve Karuna Muni like a menial servant. She gave up even dressing nicely, ornamenting her body, washing her hair. Her hair became all matted, and her clothing and body became very dirty. She became emaciated, and she just spent all day and night in serving her husband and doing austerities along with him in his service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then she had some sentiments. She gave up lust, anger, pride, greed, envy, and served him with great intimacy, but not with an intimacy that breeds contempt, but with great reverence and respect. In this way, she was able to conquer his heart. And when she knew that he was about to leave and take the renounced order of life, she prayed to him for a benediction. First, he gave her a benediction, that now I will relieve you from all fearfulness by giving you bhakti. Because I'm a self-realized soul, and I fully serve the Lord, I'm now liberated from birth and death. And you also, because you serve me, now I'll give you the same benediction that I've got. So in the purport, Prabhupada writes that this is the real duty of a chaste wife, is to serve a husband who has the qualifications of Karuna Muni. As Srila Gurudeva was saying, the Srimad Bhagavatam teaches the higher principle that the perfection of a woman is not to serve any husband, but to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a husband. And one's service to a husband is anukul or favorable to his service to the Lord, then such service is acceptable. Devahuti knew that Karuna Muni was a fully self-realized soul, and that he had liberation from matter, and that he was going back to Godhead. And therefore, with her full energy, she gave up all bodily and mental considerations and served her husband. So he told her, now I'm blessing you with whatever benedictions I've got, I'm sharing it with you, because the wife is the shareholder of the pious or devotional activities of the husband. But she said to him, but I have one request, that you promised that I would have good children, but you can't leave without giving me good children. So she also was free from material desires, but both of them were meant to fulfill the will of the Lord, that the universe become populated with good progeny for teaching the universe about Krishna consciousness. So she became choked with emotion, and with compassion for his wife and love, out of his mystic powers, because as it explained, as will be explained later, Sudeva would divide her son, Kapiladev, after her husband took sannyas. Devotional service is so powerful that anyone who's engaged in pure devotional service, all mystic opulences come without any separate endeavor. So her husband, Cardinal Muni, had such mystic powers. So simply by his will, there are 8 mystic powers. One can become smaller and lighter than an atom. He can become heavier than a universe. He can create a universe. He can bring anyone under his control. He can reach out with his hand. And if there's a fruit on some heavenly planet, he can just get that fruit properly. So Cardinal Muni had those powers by dint of his devotional service. So by his mystic power, he created an airplane that was as big as a city and very, very opulent, with parks, palaces, diamond and coral floors, rubies studded in diamond pillars, very, very opulent, with beds and pillows. And for 100 celestial years, they enjoyed in his palace his flying palace, and flew all over the universe. And they begot 9 daughters. After that, when the daughters grew up, Lord Brahma came, along with Narada and the 4 Kumaras, and he requested them to hand these daughters over to great sages, who would also be the progenitors of the universe, and establish good population all over the universe. So Devahuti and Cardinal Muni handed their daughters over, and then now that his so-called material duty was fulfilled, Cardinal Muni requested the Lord that he take the renounced order of life. And Kapiladeva said, I bless you that you will do this, and you will wander meditating on me and helping all living beings. And I personally will teach Sankhya Yoga, not the material Sankhya Yoga. There's 2 kinds of Sankhya Yoga, as there are 2 kinds of Kapiladeva. There's the Supreme Personality of Godhead Kapiladeva and the Atheist Kapiladeva. The Atheist Kapiladeva taught that there are 24 material elements, 5 finished. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead taught there's 24 material elements, and in addition there's the Jivatma and Paramatma, or Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's the object of worship and service of the Jiva. So I will teach this to my mother, and you go and take the renounced order of life. So Kardama Muni circumambulated Kapila. Then he opened his obeisances and went off to the forest. Then, in that same palace, which flew around the universe, this became the home of Devahuti, but still she was very renowned. And placing her son before her, she requested him that I'm very, very distressed. She's playing the part of the conditioned soul. And she said, I'm very, very distressed because of the contact with my senses and their objects, and engaging in sense gratification. So please enlighten me with transcendental knowledge and give me fearlessness and freedom from this material existence. Please tell me about that yoga system by which I can be freed from all misery. So the Lord begins to explain to her many very valuable subjects. He explains that the Jiva, when he forgets the Supreme Lord, as Srila Gurudev was just explaining now in the discussions between Narada and Vyasa, when the Jiva forgets the Supreme Lord, he comes into this material world. And he describes the nature of the Supreme Lord, the nature of this world, how the Lord creates the material world, how the growth elements emanate from the subtle elements. First there's the pure consciousness, which is serene, unagitated, and in the pure state, the Vasudeva state, this consciousness gradually manifests as the Mahatattva, the total material energy. Then the Lord manifests the Pradhan, which is the unmanifest, unseparated, subtle material energy. Then in the course of time, as he meditates on this unmanifest matter, he gradually, by the interaction of the modes of nature, becomes Prakriti, the manifested modes of nature. Then the 3 modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, becomes manifest as the mind, the intelligence, and senses, and material objects, and how gradually from the different modes of nature, from goodness comes the mind, from passion comes the intelligence, from ignorance, from his energy of ignorance, comes the whole material pride, material sound. Kapiladev describes how in the subtle material ether, all material elements exist. Just as just like a TV, if you have a TV, this TV, let's suppose in Hollywood they're making a movie or a TV show, and then all of that gross element travels through the ether. How does it get there? It doesn't come in big vans, but it comes through the ether by the wires to your home, to your TV. So this proves that all gross material elements are found in the ether. And whatever someone thinks of at the time of death, this is also on the ethereal plane. So in the next life, you get the gross material body. Everything is there in the ether. But gradually, in the course of time, by the glance of the Lord over the illusory energy, these subtle elements become gross elements, different sense objects manifest, the senses manifest. And after describing how the material elements gradually evolve, and then the most gradual element, the earth, the very most important thing about the earth, besides the fact that it includes all other elements in it, is that you can make a deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to worship. After discussing the material nature, the Lord also discusses the time element, how the Lord appears inside everyone's heart as a super soul and outside the material world as time. And in the course of time, everything is destroyed. Kapiladev begins the story from the womb when the soul who's forgotten Krishna is in the womb, and after so many months, he realizes his abominable condition, and he prays to the Lord that I promise you, if you save me now, I will worship you. So he makes very beautiful prayers, but then when he comes out of the womb, he forgets everything, and he becomes an ordinary material baby, and then he grows up and goes to school and fights with other materialists, and gets absorbed in lust and family life, and becomes attracted simply by the sweet words of a beautiful wife and the pitter-patter footsteps of a little baby. And then he's thinking of his family and very attached at the time of death, even though his family totally rejects him now. But he's thinking of them and discussing with them at the time of death how he wants his funeral and what they should do after he leaves. But after he leaves, he's taken by the consciousness of Yamaraj, sent to different hells, and again put in different species of life. So Kapiladev discusses this with his mother, and she's praying to him in a very humble way, that because I'm very unintelligent, because I'm a woman, there's no way that I can understand the absolute truth. So you please give me your mercy so that I can understand something about you. And the purport to Prabhupada explains, because Kapiladev says, yes, I will give you my mercy so that you can understand everything. Then Prabhupada explains in the purport that an ordinary, everyone in the material world is less intelligent. Those who are particularly in the mode of passion are very intelligent in passion, how to enjoy this material world. But ultimately, everyone is unintelligent, how to attain Krishna consciousness. So, no one can understand the absolute truth. But by the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, that spiritual master empowers the sincere disciple, however unintelligent they may be otherwise, he empowers that disciple for full spiritual understanding, full mystic powers, full trance, knowledge of everything material and knowledge of everything spiritual, and ultimately going back home, back to Godhead, to be an eternal associate of the Lord. Then Kapiladev explains the form of the Lord, the super soul, every part of his body to meditate on, and how only by meditating on the pastimes and activities of the Lord, it's the only process of yoga, the only process of any kind of activity that can actually relieve one from material existence and material attachment. Unless I have another kind of attachment, just like sometimes we become attached to some man and some man becomes attached to some woman, How can I become free from this? How can I become free? He becomes attached to another woman. Unless he's experiencing a higher place, or a student, a child rather, won't give up his playfulness unless he's experiencing the higher place of a good education by which he knows he can get a good job, good money, good sense gratification. Then he gives up his playful thing. So only by experiencing a higher place of attachment to Krishna, love of Krishna, and that's only possible when we experience our relationship with Krishna in one of the relationships as servants, friends, parents, or beloved, only then can we become free from the attachment to this material world. So in this way, Kapila Dev instructs so many very good instructions to his mother, and then he also leaves to take Rinam's daughter and go and preach Krishna consciousness and Sankhya philosophy all over the world. And his mother, being much more attached to him than she was to her husband, even though he was also a Kapila, she became fully attached to the Supreme Lord and attained perfection and in fact got it.
In the conclusion, Kapil Dev told to her mother. His mother told us that I want to know in a very brief your all things, what you have told me. Then mercifully he told, Satang prasangamam vidya samvidau bhavantaritar karna rasayana katha tajyosanat asu apabarg vartmani saddha rati bhakti me anukkavi. He told that I'm not only for you, for whole human person, for whole beings, that Sadhu Sangha is the most supreme thing. Without Sadhu Sangha, you cannot gain anything. And he should be Sadhu actually, not a Kali Yugi Sadhu. Only cheating, material things. He should be bona fide Sadhu. Always doing kirtan. Always engaging everyone in Krishna service. His tongue, his mind, his body, his all senses. Who knows the trick how to engage all these things for the service of Krishna. He is the real guru. Especially in Kali Yuga, who has so much absorbed in doing kirtan. Making here Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Creepers, plants, animals, those who are quite ignorant, they should also hear Hare Krishna. So preaching is there. So he is telling, Satan prasangamam vidya samvidau. The association of pure sadhu is the mother or the root of bhakti. Anyone should go there and he should do by pranam by his body. By telling that I am doing pranam to you. Those who is telling Harikatha to that sadhu, to that place, here Harikatha is going on, so you must do pranam to this place. To the person who is telling Harikatha, to the persons who are hearing all Harikatha, I am doing pranam to all. Who is managing, I am doing pranam to them. Those who are doing anything for management to give a chance to hear this so high class of Harikatha, I am doing pranam to them. So by tan, man, vachan, by body, by mind and by speaking. Do pranam to Hari Katha, to the teller, to speaker, to hearer, to this place and everything. Then that Hari Katha is nothing but himself Christ, and he will enter through your ear here, and first will come Shraddha, then Rati, then Bhakti. First will come Sadhan Bhakti. Sadhan Bhakti may come by both ways, by Shastriya Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, and coming from Lobh, Crete, this Bhakti will come. The Sadhan Bhakti will come. Then Rati means Bhav Bhakti will come. And then Prema Bhakti will come gradually. And when Prema Bhakti will come, we will leave this body and a prophet, very beautiful, qualified, expert in everything, a body will come from Krishna. Really that thing. And then by that body, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, all things will come and we can serve Krishna and conjugal. And then our life will be successful. Then he did pranam to his son, that my son is not a general person, he is himself God, incarnation of God. So he did pranam. Then Kapil Dev told, may I go for renounce here and there? Oh yes, you can go. He went and she became mad in Krishna prince. No sense of her body, whether he is naked or with cloth, covered with cloth, whether he is passing stool or urine or not, whether her hairs are webbing in air here and there. Some jata has come. Jata means?
Entangled hair. Matted.
Has come. Going back to go, nothing, knowing nothing. Always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And after that, what became? No one knows. What became? They left her body and went direct to Krishna and was engaged in the service of Krishna. So, you should try to follow Kapil Devahuti and to follow the instructions of Kapil Dev. Gaur Prima. You should punctually come at 6 here. We'll begin here 6 so that others can also be still and I will also take a rest and deliver some speech. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna.